This is Akko.
And this is Tamo for the Akko and Tamo podcast, a podcast dedicated to parenting where we explore new perspectives
and share our ideas on how to love yourself, love your partner, and shower your children with love.
This is episode 64.
And the topic of the day is raising emotionally intelligent toddlers. And before we get started, please take a quick moment to subscribe to our show. Now let's get back to our recent happenings. Recently, our daughter started preschool, as I believe we mentioned in the previous podcasts, and she really looks forward to going to school.
Yeah, what a big change, isn't it?
Yeah, super different from the first time we tried to put her in school, which was when she was about 2.5 is when we, 2.5, 3 is when we tried to put her in preschool and enroll her in preschool, but that just really didn't go well.
And yeah, she just wasn't ready. And now that she's ready, she's definitely, she likes going to school.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It just tells us that children really know when they're ready and when they're not. Obviously there's exceptions and everything, but they pretty much let the parents know when they're ready to go and when they're not.
Yeah, definitely. And it, of course, it depends on the situation, the family situation. And sometimes they do need to go to school. Sometimes they don't. And things like that. So it's really, you have to take into consideration the context and looking at the bigger picture. And fortunately for us, we were able to be with our daughter longer as she warmed up, as she grew and as she matured. We were able to stay with her. And luckily for us, our daughter was able to go to school with her mom.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And yeah, I think that really helped, just having me go with her to school and being in that school environment while I was there really helped her understand and just really feel confident in that type of environment.
Yeah, and just today you were mentioning, because I was asking how she was, and you were saying because she was able to go to school with you in the beginning, like you said, she was able to explore a lot more with the confidence that you are there.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, I think it gave her a lot of security and just the step that she needed to be able to go to preschool. And again, some kids are different, but I do tell parents when they ask me like, oh, how is your daughter doing? And I'm like, yeah, she's doing great. And I mentioned how this parent participation preschool that we're going to really helped her, like as a stepping stone to go into full-blown preschool.
Yeah, that's fantastic. It's just really a big blessing for us.
Absolutely.
So today we're going to be talking about raising emotionally intelligent toddlers. So Akko, please take it away.
Yeah, so I just wanted to touch base on this subject about emotional intelligence and how we build emotional intelligence in these little toddlers. And really, it's first of all, having the toddler understand what they're going through, what emotions they're feeling, right? So as parents, if they're going through some really tough times and they're having tantrums and fits and whatnot, the first thing to do is really naming the emotions that they're going through so that they can become aware of their emotions. Because in reality, they just feel bad. And that's all they really know. And that's why they cry out. And that's how they're letting us know that they're not feeling that well. They're crying it out, having tantrums and whatnot. So the first step towards understanding these emotions that they're having is to have them become aware of that. And that is to start naming the emotions that these toddlers or children are going through. And so you give them the language to communicate their inner world and reducing that frustration. So you ask them, okay, are you feeling sad? Are you feeling happy? Are you feeling frustrated, irritated, happy? All those emotions, you just want to start building the vocabulary by training them into understanding what type of emotion they're going through. And for example, let's say a friend at school took away their toy and they're crying out of frustration. You can let them know, oh, I see that your friend took your toy away. You seem like you feel frustrated. And first, you can actually give them choices. Okay, are you feeling this? Are you feeling that? And they can choose between those two. But in the very early stages, they really don't know what they're going through. So you can go ahead and put that vocabulary into their minds as far as, oh, you seem frustrated or angry. You can start off by naming those emotions and putting those vocabularies in their pocket. And after naming that, you can start providing emotional support. And this also is a really crucial step. So after you name it, you wanna now provide those emotional support. And that pretty much means you're helping them regulate their emotions. So you're reassuring them that this is normal to experience. You go through them, mommy and daddy goes through them. It's very normal. And so that reassurance of normalcy actually helps them cope with their emotions, or actually understanding that, oh, everyone goes through this, so it's not just me. And you're not building shame and guilt or whatever into them. You're not really trying to do that. You're just saying, hey, this is normal. These emotions are normal, but this is how you can deal with these emotions. And that's really the next step. And that is the building emotional intelligence part, when you're actually helping them and guiding them how to do this, right? If they're in a full-blown tantrum, this is not going to really go into their head, because they're pretty much in the more primitive brain, and they're not going to listen to whatever you're saying. Like, they won't even have the mind and space to even be able to listen to you. So what you want to do is you want to just wait until that passes. And unfortunately, that means you just have to wait till they settle down. So that might be a lot of crying and, you know, a lot of maybe cuddling or whatever to help them just settle down. Sometimes it can be redirecting, and that's what we do with our son. So we redirect him a lot, because he just wants to cry it out.
And for him, when it comes to redirection, he's actually responds to it pretty well, except for times when he really is just not wanting to even be redirected. Then we just have to let him try it out with mama. But at the same time, when redirection works, it works like a charm. It's really amazing.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It really helps him a lot. So yeah, when kids are dysregulated, you just really want to see how it is, right? Just try to redirect them. If that doesn't work, okay, mommy's gonna be here, or daddy's gonna be here. We love you. And just wait and just say, I'm always here for you. If you need a hug, I'm right here. And just let them know you're there for them. It's okay. And so that they don't have to feel that shame or that like conditional love, right? It's always unconditional love.
And that's something that I've been noticing more and more, is when they are feeling bad, when they are acting out, a lot of the times it's they need love in the way they want love. Mm-hmm. So it could be just going up to them and giving them a hug. And even though they may push away from it, deeper down, they're actually getting healed and comforted by the parent being calm and really a steady foundation for them to just process their emotions. You're talking about support is pretty much being with them, right? Mm-hmm. Being with them and telling them that you're here for them. And you also mentioned that it's normal to feel these emotions, and that we all do feel these emotions.
Yeah. And so, yeah, there's always a time and a place of, again, when they're dysregulated, like so dysregulated that they're not really listening to you because they're in full-blown tantrum mode. You just have to wait. You just have to wait till that settles. And again, like Tama mentioned, give them that love that they need or that they're needing. And so you just go with their cues, right? Or just following their lead in that way. But once they're settled and they're able to breathe and they're able to listen to what you're trying to say, you can go into, okay, why don't we take a deep breath together? And if that doesn't work, you can just say, let's blow up this imaginary balloon. And let's blow it up really big and try to be animated so that your children get into it. And just say, yeah, let's blow this balloon so big that it pops. And you have them blow. Or blow out a candle, like an imaginary candle. Or have them blow a big, huge bubble. It can just even be, just make sounds and hold that tone. Or whatever works as far as having them take deep breaths, having them inhale and exhale, so that it can actually help them calm or regulate their system a little more.
And I think all that also goes into the vagus nerve. And we can talk about that in a different podcast.
Yeah, for sure. And so, you know, watch out for that podcast. But yeah, so it's really important for them to be able to regulate their emotions, letting them know that you're there for them and talking about those emotions. Like, oh, okay, how did you feel? Okay, you felt frustrated or mad. Okay, what can we do? And just role play as far as, oh, what can we do when we're mad? And just going over that so that they know, oh yeah, what do we do after mommy gave me or daddy gave me a big hug? Oh, we took a deep breath. Okay, so let's always take a deep breath when we're feeling these big emotions, or blow into a bubble, or whatever works again. And that will help and actually create that essential life skill that'll benefit your child in the long run. A lot of times as an adult, you get so angry. Sometimes you're just like, oh my gosh. But really, taking those deep breaths really help, and it helps regulate your system. And if deep breaths don't work, you can even come up with a song together, and you can sing that song to even regulate those emotions. So whenever you're like feeling the children are going through these big emotions, you can start singing the song, and hopefully that will calm their nerves. And providing these skills to your children at a young age is very essential as they grow up, because it's going to be pretty much programmed into themselves, and then it's going to be nothing. They're going to be like, oh, I'm going to take a deep breath, and then just take a deep breath. As compared to myself, where I did not learn that when I was younger, it's much harder. You're just like, all right, I got to take a deep breath. We're doing this in hopes that our children will have an easier time as they grow up to use these skill sets and manage their emotions effectively and to foster these healthier relationships and better mental being, right? That's what we're really trying to do. Because that's really the big picture, right? We're trying to build their emotional intelligence, and this is where it begins. And it begins by parents or caregivers naming their emotions, providing them support, and guiding them, giving them skills on how to cope with these emotions.
So if you think this episode is helpful for other parents, please share it. And if you haven't, please take a quick moment to subscribe to our show.
And the question of the day is, what updates do you have that you want to share with us?
We'd love to hear from you. Please come say hi by commenting on our website by going to akkoandtamo.com and clicking on the podcast tab. We're also on Instagram at akkoandtamo, so make sure you follow us there and come say hi.
All right.
Bye. Take care. Bye-bye.